Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of this network and show since 1999, coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today's Sunday, May 17th, 2015. A special shout-out to my mom, Marielle Gregory, my five sisters, Nancy, Mary Lou, Carolyn, Donna, and Diane, and also my brother Tom. God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. And hello, everyone. I'm coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. It's a little after 5 p.m., Eastern time, which is a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time, and then all the other time zones around the world. You can call in the Blog Talk Radio. They're headquartered in New York City, the media capital of the world. But I'm coming to you here live from Jacksonville, Florida, my home. The live call-in number at Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. Dial 1-347-633-9660. Or you can also call my other cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Dial 1-first, of course. In a few moments here, I'll be reading out of the book of Romans, chapter 1, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God, in the English language. This is a 15-minute live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And I'm glad you're listening to my network in GNN Gregory News Network. Also, I'm on YouTube at James Gregory, JamesGregory. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. And on Twitter, at Gregory of News. That's the at symbol, GregoryOfNews. May God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Over 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry. He died on the cross of Calvary. They crucified him on the cross of Calvary in Israel. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, God Almighty, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago, is coming back from heaven in God's perfect timing. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist. I believe wholeheartedly that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist and Pope Francis is the false prophet. They've already met, and the Bible says clearly the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to give out a mark. It could be just a regular mark on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be an implantable computer chip. But whatever it is, don't take it. If you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never take the mark. And by not taking the mark, you won't be able to buy food, sell. We have to live off the land. But whoever takes the mark of the beast is another name for the Antichrist, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, I'm going to try to read the whole chapter in this 15-minute broadcast. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. I'm separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. I'm called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. This is the book of Romans. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests by any means, now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Amen. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We must live by faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Everyone is without excuse around the world, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. QuakeMan70 is my handle on Blog Talk Radio worldwide. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I'm reading out of the book of Romans, chapter 1. And changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People are worshiping the creature more than the Creator. So this is what happens when people do that. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. That's talking about homosexuality. That's a sin in the eyes of God. To all homosexuals who are listening to this broadcast, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You don't repent from your wickedness, you're going to burn in hell. I'm telling you this in love. Repent, turn away from your sin, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask God to help you, and he will help you. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, I'll read that verse again, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignancy, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Woe be unto you. If you have pleasure in your sin, woe be unto you. Turn away from your sin. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Woe, woe, woe unto your sin. Repent, ye sinners. We're all sinners. God wants repenters. The only person who never sinned was the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day over 2,000 years ago. One day, the Lord is now up in heaven. He's up in heaven, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. You know, history, you know, it talks about history in the Bible. You know, the Bible is a history book. It truly is. The truth. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they did not repent from their wickedness. Sodomy, you know, that's homosexuality. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone from heaven. He gave them a chance. He gave them space to repent, and they did not repent. So God had no other choice but to bring judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The only ones that made it out was Lot and his two daughters. Lot's wife turned around, and she became a pillar of salt. And I'm glad you're listening to my show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you're listening to my show. And I'll have to take that call later on. I'm glad you're listening to my show, ladies and gentlemen. And God bless you. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon. Going to be wrapping up. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. About a minute to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. We are going to go through the tribulation period. That's why I see it 60 seconds to go with this live podcast. Hey, if you want to call me on my other cell phone, you can, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283, or call in live to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. The Lord willing, I'll be putting this broadcast up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter sometime this week at Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. If you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, the Gregory Report. Any kind of contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher, much appreciated. Going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. You have a great day. May God bless you. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Quagley, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN, Quagley News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GMN, Quagley News Network, and shows since 1999. Have a great day. Take care.